Back
again,
Jinx.
For another episode,
Jinx.
Back once again. back.
Yo, some of them playing tournament games are nice, B. Exciting, B. Very interesting. We have to
talk. Hey, there is some stuff. I just realized, like, the drama from last night's game with the Heat. I forgot all the storylines, Puff.
Oh, you gotta remind me.
Stories. So let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of Puff and Vern. Don't forget to do what it do. Don't forget to like, comment, turn on your notifications so you subscribe. Know when we drop Puff and Vern.
And we also have a podcast version. I know you might be watching the video. We also have a podcast. So if you're on a movie and just want to listen to us, just search Puff and Vern on any of the podcast services. You should find us. Go on, Vern. Yo.
No, let's get into it.
Yeah, get into
y'all
it.
Playing?
No, bring up Miami.
Yes, 76ers. Yes, Miami and 76ers, right? So we thought the only interesting storyline was Kyle Lowry, who played for Miami. Now is over on Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also remember Jimmy freaking Butler played for Philly when they got rid of him and signed Tobias Harris. I couldn't remember. Was he
honestly, I don't think it was just team? Tobias Harris. What it was is they wanted to keep Ben Simmons as a point guard.
No, was he on that that 19 team that lost to the Raptors?
Yeah, he was there. If you look at the four bounce on the rim, he's there watching the ball, too.
I realized that after, like, this morning, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. Holy shit, Butler was on that Philly team.
Yeah.
That was so much drama in that game. Oh, and my God.
76ers, it was close. 76ers could have lost that game very easily. They were down nothing and they just came back. And on top of that, Jimmy Butler got injured in like the first quarter, but he played through the whole game. And now you see he's not going to be playing. He's going to be out for some significant time. His knee is mashed up.
Right. When that play happened, right, I see some of the players try to talk to Oubre. I'm like, bro, Oubre didn't do anything. Oubre went up, tried to went for the pump fake. He got pump fake. He happened to just land. Unfortunately, he happened to land on the man's foot. But
nobody's jumping on people like that. No, he could have hurt himself.
Yeah, that's something. That's a legit pump fake. He went for it, and like I could see, like he didn't grab him when he was coming down. The man just happened to his leg just happened to hit his. Yeah. So it's honestly disappointing. But that game was way
exciting. Old. It went down that to like was the final second. Even they got a turnover like 0.1 seconds after the clock. Oh man, that game was on point.
That game was.
It was very close. That game could have went anyway. It could have went anyway.
Any which way. But now, you see the excitement that the playing tournament brings?
Yeah, even the announcers. I saw from the first year they brought that in COVID time. I was like, this is amazing.
Even the announcers, when the man missed the shot, missed the free throw, I forget, it was 50-something 49. And what the twin guy, what's his name? Cody Martin or one of the Martin brothers, he missed the free
throw.
Missed two. And all of a sudden, the announcer's like, yes! It's
like, back to back. That matter. Think about it. This is the 9th and 10th seed games. So back in the day, before they had this in, these men would have been in Cancun already, chilling on the beach. Yeah. They're done. But they're bringing some exciting ball. The NBA knows how to stretch the money. Stretch the money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Both those games are big games.
Yeah, so they have a matchup now. So Philly's playing New York. That is going to be a very exciting series.
That's
going to
be a big one.
Then we have the winner of that game of the. Well, we didn't get into those games. The 9 and 10th, but we'll get into those a bit. Go ahead, Vern.
Yo, the Laker game was tough too.
Oh, the Laker game was exciting. They got lucky. They got real lucky.
Yo.
Zion was going off. There's not one man on the court that can still slow him down or stop him. This man's a beast. Did you see when he ran over LeBron?
And LeBron got up and like, LeBron took a lick.
LeBron's
like,
I don't think I'm going to settle on this guy.
Remember, that's like how people used to feel when LeBron used to run into them. Yo, LeBron's feet went off the ground, bro. Gosh. I was like,
they're going to say LeBron's flopping because he's the king of floppers. That's what they're going to say. Watch. Those men that love Jordan off so much, they're going to say LeBron was flopping.
Yo,
LeBron looked like a freight train licking. That man jumped off the ground.
So the freight train getting licked by a freight train.
Yo, but Zion looked like it was just a little bump. LeBron got licked.
That game was tough. But Zion did. Zion impressed me. Zion did exactly what Shaq said. Four
man.
Quarters.
He scored 10 points a quarter. Killing it. But he was unstoppable. He was coming down on the fast break, there's nothing you could do, man. There's nothing. There was nothing you could do.
Bro, at that point, when they were racking off like 8 in straight points, like the Lakers couldn't do anything. I was like, yo, Darvin Ham, what the hell are you coaching for? Yo, call a timeout, stop a run. Like, get D'Angelo Russell out of here. Oh, put Gabe Vincent. Like, do something at that point. Because
Loretta was cooking. Got lucky. Because that, what was it, 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes ago in the game? Yeah. Zion went up, hit the bucket, and came down. Hamstring issue, he's out the game. They got lucky. But they got lucky.
What do we always say? When entering the playoffs, you need some luck.
And then you think about it. Brandon Ingram wasn't even playing well. They even barely played him. He wasn't.
That's because remember I was telling you? He came back. The game where the Lakers boxed him up.
Yeah, he came back that game. So it's his second game back from injury. It's very hard. But, I hope he's probably practicing hard now because he's going to be the focal point. Because Zion is out now with injury.
Zion's out.
They have to go play the winner of the 9 and 10th game, which was... We didn't get into that yet. Let's just jump into that one. So in the West, Sacramento went up against Golden State. That was another exciting game. That was good.
I said Monk and this man was injured, so they're going to lose. Oh, Lord of mercy.
Keegan.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
You forgot about that one.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
I forgot about a guy named Keegan Murray.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
Oh, man.
Klay Thompson? Triple zeros? Oh, you can't even call him a triple single. He's got triple zeros, bro. Right, that's the score. You know when you're starting the game or your score is 000? 000 on the stopwatch? Klay.
It's going to be very rough for Klay now because you're going into the offseason. You're a free agent. How do you demand the top dollar when your last game in a big closeout game, win or lose?
0 for 10?
That's your stat line, yo?
Nah.
That's your stat
line?
The
only team that he better hope give him a decent deal is the Golden State Warrior.
But you know there's going to be some teams that are going to go try, but I don't see any team really out there to give him big money, the money that he thought he would have got, say, the year when they won the championship.
Yeah, if he never got hurt. I say if a team, a young team, he'll do good on, like Orlando. For leadership, all that, man. But I'm not giving him no big time.
Yeah, but Orlando does have some. It's going to be interesting. Honestly, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. And honestly, he would be somewhere because they need the shooting in the league. And everybody knows he could still produce. It's going
to
be interesting.
He can't guard at the level he used to guard, but he still has it.
But you think Golden State wouldn't want to move on from him at this point?
Well, I would. I would break it up, but I'm hearing that, they want him back. So
yeah, they're not breaking him up. And that's why the GM left. Again, we talked about that. The GM left like last season because he doesn't want to break up that trio.
Yeah.
It's very hard to break up that trio. And if it doesn't go well, it's your head.
It's very hard.
You're the one that matched up to Golden State Dynasty. But anyway, that was an exciting game.
Hey, man.
That was an exciting
game. We're the only ones. A lot of people had Golden State. And I had Golden State because I'm like, Zach Town has injuries and serious injuries.
But they were playing.
But Mr. Fox says, yo.
They were
Keegan Murray said, yo.
They were playing. So Sacramento wins. Now they go up against a loser. So New Orleans lost against the Lakers. That was a 7-8 game. So we're going to have the New Orleans Pelicans playing at home against Sacramento Kings. That's going on Friday night. That's going to be another exciting one. But it's going to be hard because... They're missing Zion. A very big piece in Zion and an injured. Their two stars are basically injured. So
yeah, and what Sacramento proved in that Golden State game is Monk who, hurt who
Monk. But the thing is, they have some. They still have Fox. They still have Sabonis, they still have this guy named Keegan Murray.
I'm leaning towards the Pelicans because Troy Murphy, Herb Jones, too.
It's going to be interesting. Honestly, that matchup would be interesting. It's sad, but New Orleans would have boxed up all of them. New Orleans wouldn't even have been in the situation if Brandon Ingram didn't get injured because they were already in the sixth seed. Yep. And then they lost a few games because he was missing. But we're going to see. I have a feeling New Orleans, I actually would.
I have a feeling it's New Orleans.
I say it's going to be Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
I think
I'm
going to go Sactown.
Yeah, I'm going to go New Orleans. And the reason why, because New Orleans know how to play without Zion. They've done it before. They've been doing it for so long. You're right. The key, though, is Ingram needs to ramp up.
If Ingram doesn't play like he was playing, it's hard to play. Yeah. Even when you saw Trae Young playing the other day, you saw
he wasn't even Trae. Even Embiid looked gassed in that game too.
Yeah, but Embiid's honestly the only player I saw come back, and he looked like he didn't miss a step. Again, his conditioning might be down a bit, but he seemed like he didn't miss a step. Embiid from this first game, he was balling, but it's not always that way, and you can see that with some other players.
Yeah, but I need CJ McCollum to step up. I need Brandon Ingram. Hopefully those two games that Brandon Ingram played, like, you know, the end of this, the last game of this, the regular season plus the play-in game. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it gets a little bit wind, because we know what happens when they run through Brandon Ingram. We've seen it before.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Right? Brandon Ingram took them to the playoffs that one year when Zion was out in the playoffs, in the play-in spot, right? So,
and the thing is, it's probably leaning your way a bit, but I don't know what this stat says. New Orleans beat them 5 times in the regular season this season. So
it's regular season,
but it's regular season, and you're missing your players, so it's different.
Exactly.
If we move on, there's one more game we didn't talk about in the East: Chicago Bulls against the Atlanta Hawks.
Kobe White, 42.
That man went off.
I thought Trae Young, actually, this is my bad. I thought Trae Young wasn't going to play, but it didn't really matter.
It didn't matter. But Trae Young wasn't Trae Young. That's the thing. Trae Young.
He's hurt.
He's not playing 100%. So that's what we kind of called. That's what we thought Chicago would go through. They did. So now.
And they did what they're supposed to do.
Chicago is matched up against Miami. So they're trying to get the 8th seed. It's interesting now because, again, Butler's out. Caruso got ran over by Andre Drummond.
I'm going with the Bulls.
You're going with the Bulls?
I got the Bulls. Yeah, I'm rolling. Kobe White, DeMar, I'm rolling with them. This is their year. They go from the 10th to the 8th.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to go for Miami when Butler's not there.
Exactly.
That's going to be it. But then again, remember last year when they had all Vincent
Gabe Vincent.
What's the other guy?
Max Strauss.
Them men were balling, but they're not there.
But that's the thing. They don't have those men no more. These new men that they have, those guys are not ready for it.
Yeah, they're not ready for it.
They're not ready. They need this year, because a lot of those guys that are those in those the Gabe Vincent minutes, the Max Strauss minutes, those guys are all like, you know, second, third year guys that just reached the squad, just getting minutes. Mm-hmm. So maybe next year or a couple of years, but
I still want Miami to win, because I know all of the players on Miami, even like Bam Adebayo, them man know how to hustle and hustle hard. And I think it'll be a more exciting series to see Miami play Boston than to see Chicago play Boston. I think a Chicago-Boston matchup is going to be boring.
Would it though? Because Jimmy Butler is the one that would make it intriguing.
Not really. Look at the game. Look at the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Or the game against the 76ers. Butler was mashing from the first, and you see they weren't playing through him. It was all through Hero. Everything was through Hero. So,
and that, if it's going through Hero, I don't know. Well, I never seen Hero.
Hero has a good game.
Point guy. He had a good game.
He shines. But I think it'll be a more exciting game if Miami, even Miami without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. But I'm rolling with the Bulls. The Bulls that way. I got to roll with DeRozan. I got to give DeRozan some love. DeRozan's going to go through. DeRozan has been in the playoffs since he left the Raptors.
Oh, they never reached? Well, oh yeah, they lost.
The Spurs.
I remember the play-in. Yeah, Spurs, they were getting boxed up. And then when they won the play-in against Toronto, when his daughter was screaming, they didn't make it. They beat Toronto, but they didn't win the next game.
They lost to Miami.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
Very excited, man.
We're excited for these next two games. And then we start the playoffs. So we're just waiting for the 8th seed in the East and the West to see who is going to be matched up with OKC in the West and Boston in the East. Oh man, there's already some wicked matchups. I can't wait for the playoffs to start. Not on Saturday, but on Saturday. We have to watch some basketball.
I'm telling you. You know, but before we end on this note, you know, hear me bigging up the Chicago Bulls. You know, by right, I shouldn't even be bigging up the Chicago Bulls. You know, you guys are lucky because DeMar is on that squad, you know, because, man, that Chicago is where Jordan's from, played. And all these Jordanettes.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Hate on Jordan like the man are hating on LeBron. Don't do it. Puff. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No, Puff.
I love Jordan, but I just know LeBron is better. It's that simple. Puff. I love Jordan. I was a Jordan man. But when you see something greater, you just have to acknowledge that it's greater.
These men go on like there's no one that could ever in history be better than Jordan.
Trust me. Just tell him put down the Kool-Aid. There's something in it. Just tell him put it down.
Jordanettes. Don't make me. Yo, don't,
the red Kool-Aid. Put it down.
That man got drafted in 84. They didn't do anything. 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. All else.
Vern, don't do it.
LeBron,
don't become one of them Jordan men. Just want to hate for no reason. Don't do it. Jordan was great. Jordan was great. I'm not going to say he was garbage. I'm not going to say he's trash.
We're not.
But we have the 2.0 version. Not even the 2.0, like the 5.0.
Yo, the 5.0. There's never ever going to be a player that's better than Jordan. Stop it. Anyhow.
Man, they're still dreaming. It's okay. Let them dream.
Puff, you're right.
Vern, don't take up the cup. Don't take up the cup.
You're right.
We can acknowledge greatness, and then we can acknowledge the GOAT. That's LeBron King James. That's it. Just leave it at that.
Now let's go back to enjoying
playing. Playoffs soon start. And guess what? Yeah. Jordan never reached no playoffs at this age, you know? Oh, ho. And on that note, let's go.
And on that note, don't forget to like, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. And also, don't forget to comment. If you can't watch the videos, listen to us on all podcast platforms. Puff and Vern.
Yeah, well, the Lakers and LeBron, they're in the playoffs, right?
Yep.
They reached the playoffs, right? Oh, okay. I was just checking.
At age 39?
I was just checking.
Playing the most games ever?
I was just checking. Yeah. Even though they're still going to get boxed against Denver, so, but we're going to enjoy it. We're going to enjoy the four games, at least.
On that note, peace. You wait till our playoff predictions.
We'll do it in the playoff predictions. Peace.
Peace.